Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Michi, and we are back for another episode of Miss Michi 101. Today, I am so excited. I have an old friend of mine, and Demarcus, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. What's going on? How are you?
Oh, man, I am good. For one, since we chatted about a week or so ago, I've been so excited to talk to you because it's happened since that conversation. Us discussing your business and your line that you just dropped, I am extremely excited. So everyone knows that this show is dedicated to influential entrepreneurs, and I'm just honored to be able to interview you today because I feel like you're in that mode.
Oh, you know what? I really appreciate that. Yeah, a lot has happened since the last time we spoke, both politically, both within our business,
yes,
especially with our candle line. So yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to you about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's go ahead. I want to, you know, really jump into that. You are the owner of Treble and Flame Candle Company. So let everyone know about your business. I think that it would be best coming from you.
Absolutely. So I'm one of the owners of Treble and Flame Candle Company. The mm-hmm. other owner is my wife.
Yes.
And what we do is we make premium soy candles that mm-hmm. come with curated playlists.
Yes.
So the playlists are available on Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal.
Okay.
And the really cool thing about our business is when you purchase the candle, you get to scan your QR code for access to the playlist, and it
right.
just creates an entire vibe for you to really enjoy both the scent and the sound
yeah.
that come with our product.
I have to let them know that I personally have the Purple Rain candle. And the playlist that came with that, when I tell you, it just took me back down memory lane. I mean, I lit my candle in my office and I told you, you know, in our conversation, it was an experience. So, you know, the fact that you all put it together and then, you know, the candle smells amazing, the packaging, everything. I need to do a product review for that. A full-on one, because it was really, really an experience. So I think that you all are definitely a brand that everybody, the masses, they need to know it.
You know what? And like you talked about with connecting to the playlist and the candle, that's really what we focus on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a big piece of our business is really tying into and connecting with Black culture.
That's right.
That's who we are, and that's really what we know. So a big piece of that culture is what we really share and we celebrate in our culture is our love for music, right?
Right.
That's what you see across our culture. And what we really wanted to focus and do is make sure that some of the great music that we grew up with, some of the great music that our parents loved,
mm-hmm.
that our children may love, that we don't lose that, right? So that
yes.
we're able to pass that down. So you talked about that Purple Rain candle. You might hear on that Purple Rain, you might hear a little bit of Prince, you might hear a little bit of Rick James, you might hear
everything.
A little bit of Michael Jackson, you might
right.
hear just a wide variety of artists that you may not hear today, but
yeah.
that you grew up with, that you have a connection with, a tie to, and it's something that we can enjoy at our age, but something also that you can get for your parents, and they
absolutely.
Can enjoy it as well. So if
absolutely.
They don't really particularly care for a specific playlist, that's okay, because we have a great scented candle that they can smell and enjoy. But if they do enjoy the playlist,
It's all in one. Can I ask you what was the motivation behind starting the brand? You know, how did you all bring everything together and the concept? You know, what motivated that for you?
Yeah. So really, that was my wife, honestly. So we had our daughter. She's going on 2 now. But before we had our daughter, we had come to the agreement that my wife was going to take a year off from work.
Okay.
And we were in a position where we were able to do that, and we felt that it was really important to spend the time bonding with our daughter.
Later. That's right.
So what we did was during that time that she was off, we kind of have the mentality, my wife and I, that we build together, right? So while
mm-hmm.
she's home and raising our daughter,
that's right.
And I'm home kind of paying the bills and making sure that our household is able to continue to move forward.
That's right.
It was up to her to build us, right? So to mm-hmm. give her the space to build something for us going forward.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing. Shout out to her. Look, yes.
She's the real deal. So she's a big candle lover. And what we started doing, she's very conscious. So she gave up meat and became a vegetarian.
Okay.
Just more mindful about the things that she consumes and that we consume as a family. And she looked into some of the candles she was purchasing and realized that they were not the healthiest of candles, right? They produced a large amount of soot.
Okay.
They were paraffin candles, which basically are the typical candles that you buy at your popular candle stores.
Right, like a Bath and Body Works or something like that.
Yeah, it's a cheaper product, which is why they can discount it, but it is not as environmentally friendly as a soy candle, which is
what we're doing.
So she started really wrapping her head around what she wanted to do with candles and decided she was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a DJ in college. I love music, have a big love for music.
So yes.
What she did is really just combine both of our loves. Our love, her love for a quality product, mm-hmm. as far as candles with great scents, and then both of our love for music.
And right.
Black culture, because that's, we really embrace that. We love every bit of our culture, and we love
it. I love it.
She put that together, and then from there, we just teamed up and made it happen. So that's how Trouble and Flame was created.
I just think that that's amazing. I mean, for one, this is the thing. I think sometimes within being an entrepreneur, you're scared to bet on yourself. So I think that just, you know, you sharing that story, it really gives light to she stepped away from something that she was used to, which most people that decide to work a job, there's a certain level of comfortability there. But when you move forward and you're just like, I've got an idea, I know that it's going to heed me some good results, go for it. I don't think that we hear enough about that, you know, because that's the first step is just saying, hey, I'm going to go ahead and do this. In light of that, I know that you all are for the culture. The Juneteenth line, has it been released?
The Juneteenth line came out June 1st.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, we need everyone to buy that. Talk to me about that list because, I do have the one candle and this one, it was a completely different experience. So walk me through that.
Yeah, so Juneteenth, we are very, we're kind of spiritual people, right? We connect with the universe. And we were doing our candles and really before any of the recent protests, the death of George Floyd in our community and Breonna Taylor, like before that happened, we were really trying to figure out what was our next step. What were we mm-hmm. gonna do? So we looked at what was going on and we saw Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. So somebody just had randomly messaged us and said, hey, well, you know, if you do something Juneteenth related, I'd love to add it to our collection, you know,
okay.
Subscription box. So we were like, you know what? We really didn't have any plan to do anything for Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. So when we got that message, it really made us look into Juneteenth more.
Okay.
So to be honest, we didn't really have a huge understanding of what Juneteenth meant until that moment. So we looked into it and it just was clear to us. Like, this is something, Juneteenth, the ending of the freeing of our people
in
the United States, you know,
so
that was huge. So that's really our Independence Day. That's really when we were able to our people were free.
Exactly. I'll be honest, I didn't have a lot of I had knowledge of it, but not the deepest understanding. So as I started to hear about it more, I'm like, I want to look into this because you and I, we were in the same school system and I don't remember them talking about that. Right.
No, and that's what we run into a lot. Right. So that's why we really, we as a business really take the time to embrace our culture, to celebrate it, and to increase other people's knowledge and understanding of it, which was the impetus behind doing the Juneteenth line, where, hey, look, this is a celebration for us. You know, mm-hmm. we had never heard of it. And the more we read about it, the more we learned about it, the more inspired we felt, the more empowered we felt. And we felt like it was something that we wanted to help raise awareness for within our community.
Yes.
And our business was the vehicle to do that. And we had no problem kind of putting something together. So we put together three sets of candles, a red candle, a black candle, and a green candle based on really get that to truly embody who we are. We wanted to do it all the way. And then we picked some influential leaders within our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So Assad Shakur, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr. are who we chose. And we chose them for multiple reasons. So mm-hmm. the collection is called I Am. And each one of those people have characteristics that distinguish them from other people.
So exactly.
Asada Shakur, we picked her first because she was a warrior. You know, she really was a warrior. She was about the cause. She was about the betterment of her people.
That's right.
And to be honest, for us, she represented a large part of our history, which is women stepping up and being active and being change and helping bring about the empowerment of our people. So we had to have a woman in there, and we wanted her to be first.
That's right.
Oftentimes, you know, women play a much larger role than I had ever read in a history book.
Exactly.
So we
and it's crazy that that information is not available to everyone, you know, or that
available, but
they don't want you to see it almost.
Yeah, it's difficult to find. It's not difficult to find, but it's hard to find something you don't know to look for. That's kind of what we determine. Malcolm X, we picked Malcolm X because he is by any means necessary, right?
Right.
We picked him for his mindset prior to his trip to Mecca. After he went to Mecca, he was a little bit more reserved in his
Toned things down a little bit.
Yeah, he did. And that was absolutely acceptable, but we were going for the more in your face type of Malcolm X perspective. And then Martin Luther King Jr. was the unifier and the nonviolent approach.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked those three because if you really look at them, we are as people, we are all of them.
At the same time, isn't that amazing?
That's it. We are Malcolm and we are Martin. And they all have their different ways of doing things and they all have their different mindsets. And there are strengths to all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we wanted our consumer to really understand our group of people, our following is there's no one right way to do this. There are multiple ways to do this.
That's right.
And we have examples. We can take from these people and see what worked to help us move forward as one. That's kind of the main thought process that we had when we created the Juneteenth line and selected the people that we selected to represent that.
Well, I was able to get a little bit of a sneak peek and I was thoroughly impressed. Just how it all came together. And for me, when I'm in my office or when I'm working or I can just relax, that's the best time to listen to it for me. And I started off with the first playlist. And I was in bed, you know, and I was laying down. I'm like, let me get up. You know, it puts that fire under you. And I mean, I didn't listen to all of it just because, you know, it's not a skimpy playlist. Let's just say that, you know, and I think that that's good because you'll get some people that put a playlist together. And I'm like, what am I going to do with 10 songs? It is enough that it allows you to go through that entire experience. So like, I always will give you kudos for that. But it was, if you listen to it, I was able to kind of have that lens of these people because we know them. We know that they are important to our community. So I feel like I even learned more because there were some excerpts that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, I'm like, they dug in the crates for real, but it's stuff that we need to hear.
Yeah, the same thing happened for us. So the process of building those playlists was actually pretty strenuous, to be honest, because so for each candle, for those who are interested in the Juneteenth line, for each candle, we do an associated playlist. Mm-hmm. And how we built the playlist is we made it reflective of those individual people. Asada has some points of aggression and frustration that you can hear, and mm-hmm. other points of unity and progress.
That's right.
All points, but those specific kind of characteristics. Malcolm is very in your face. It's a very in your face playlist. It is newer music, everything from NWA to Kanye West to Jay-Z to Jay Electronica, but it is a very by any means necessary kind of playlist. And then we have Martin, which is more of a 70s kind of feel, mm-hmm. which is Lean on Me, We Shall Overcome, kind of coming together and really building as one and being peaceful in our approach. And to build those playlists, when you really listen to those playlists and you listen mm-hmm. to all three of them, what was difficult for me as the curator of the playlist is you hear the same message throughout all of the music,
right?
So
It was just a different way. It was a different way that it was, yeah, but it was all the same.
So to hear this, it was challenging. It was really challenging because you get filled with emotion, and you feel like you want to take action. You feel like you want to learn more. And that was really the intent in building the playlist that way, where I want you to hear some speeches from some of these great leaders
that
you may not have heard before. I want you to hear what the Black Panther breakfast sounded like, you know, what the kids sounded like during that time. I want you to hear some words from Angela Davis. You know, I want you to hear these things.
That's right.
If anything, to educate you through the playlist, but more importantly, to kind of spark some thought to see if you'd be interested in learning more about these people or about these aspects that you may not have heard about. So that was the thought process behind building those playlists. And
you all did that. I personally want to know, I mean, is this something, now that, you know, you become a lot more aware of Juneteenth and everything that surrounds that, do you foresee yourself doing more lines in the future of featuring other, you know, prominent Black leaders?
We do. That's actually the setup for next year. So this is going to be something that we do. We hope to do every year, and we hope to switch out leaders every once in a while to introduce people to some different leaders within our community, and hopefully make our way to some present day leaders to educate people on that front. But the Juneteenth line is only available in June because we want it to be exclusive. We want it to be something that people are proud of and people look forward to, and give them something to really celebrate in the month of June.
Hey, look, I'll be getting mine before June is over. I need to get my candle. I mean, because this is the thing, I support you, and I love that. I really wanted to make sure that just within us chatting today, that people were really able to, attach to that message, because it's educational, it's inspirational, it's all of those things encompassed in one. So, we're gonna move forward. I want to know from you, since you all have started the business, has there been some challenges that you all have had to overcome within that process?
So challenges in what regard? As far as business or as far as business owners?
I would say as far as business owners.
Okay. Yeah. So one of the biggest challenges is, to be honest, you have to learn how to work with your wife on a business type venture.
Was it a little bit stressful? Because I know I stress my husband out. He takes care of graphics and things for me, and I'm just like, I want to get you.
Yeah, it really is. And I can't remember who said the quote, but there's not problems that you have in business. There's problems that you have in your relationship that show themselves in your business. Right. Mm. So communication, a huge piece of that, really establishing who is responsible for what.
That's right.
And then when you have two people that are passionate about anything, there oftentimes you'll bump heads here and there.
Yeah.
So just really being able to establish, hey, this is your lane, this is my lane. And then if there's something we don't agree about, that we take the time to communicate what our intent is and the direction that we're trying to go, and then work together to really solve that.
Right. So I think some type of middle ground.
Perspective. That was kind of the, I think that was our first hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hadn't ever worked with my significant other in that capacity before. You know, you do that work, you do it in different realms of your life, but to do it with your partner, who you're with during the day, raising a family and loving and raising each other, and then raising a business. That was new. That was new.
I thank you for being so transparent with that, because I mean, you know, this is why I really wanted to do these one-on-ones, to really, get to the core. We always see kind of like the glitz and glam when it comes to business, but we don't really talk about the things that kind of happen behind the scenes. So everyone thinks that everything is okay, but it's like, no, I can identify with that, DeMarcus. I have definitely bumped heads with my husband. I'm like, you didn't meet this timeline. What's going on? Or, you know, can you do this for me? And he has a whole separate vision. And that communication piece is big, because even if it's not your significant other, if it's a business partner or a family member that you're doing something with, communication is at the core of how you fix issues.
It really is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so thank you for sharing that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I try to tell people, like you said, it's not all glitz and glam. You know, it's not beautiful. And there are days in everyone's relationship where, you know, you're just not feeling your partner. And that's
like, and bye.
And the challenge with businesses is that day that you're not feeling your partner, that's still your business partner, right? That's right. Still someone that you have to rely on to work with. And it really goes to show you, it went to show me, you know, I speak for myself, the importance of being able to communicate with my partner.
That's right.
On all fronts. So.
Yes. Look, I thank you for that. Definitely. Look, that was a word. That was definitely a word. I want to know what, you know, so far has been the most rewarding for you all since you launched your business.
You know, to be honest, the most rewarding for mm-hmm. me is to be able to know that we are one step closer to not having to rely on anyone to provide for us. That has been the most rewarding thus far. So, you know, my wife was a registered nurse before. She loved her career. She mm-hmm. was, she's very proud of that, right? There's a bit of prestige that comes with that.
Yes.
But what doesn't always come with prestige is you're a brand new business owner, right? Like you're a new small business.
Yeah.
Sometimes that gets undervalued a little bit. So having to keep an eye on the bigger picture, right? So as we're building, my wife has to fight that, right? Like, hey, what you're doing is the right thing for us and our family. And as it started to progress and it started to grow and we were able to see, you know, like look at what you created and look at what you're creating for yourself. So when we continue to build this business, when my daughter is of age, she can work for us, right?
She
doesn't have to worry about a summer job because we can create, we can give you a summer job. We've been able to give opportunity to other creatives within our community that look at us
mm-hmm.
through our business and not out of our own pocket, right?
Right.
And we talk about that, and that's the rewarding piece of that, is because the business has been able to do that. And this is a business that was created by us, right? So that's been extremely, extremely empowering.
I'm so proud of you all. That is amazing. It really is.
Yeah, we continue to work that direction. Ultimately, we've decided at this point, my wife's not going back to work. We're not doing that, right? Her job, this is her job. Because I tell her, we joke about this, like, especially in the day and age that we're in, where things are a little bit touchy and it's hard, right? It's hard in the society at times. When my job may be pushing the limits or something doesn't go right, I don't have to be fearful of, hey, I can't speak my mind due to a fear of a consequence of possibly getting removed or this or that.
And how am I going to live? How will I survive? Yeah.
Because behind me, my wife is building an entire empire where if this doesn't work, I don't have to sit there and take that. I can come back to what we have established and what we have built and be comfortable in that. So that is the piece that's the most empowering. My wife doesn't have to experience that anymore because she works for herself, and we're getting closer to taking this where it needs to go. So
I think that's the dream for everyone. I mean, you know, I too have to still go to a 9-to-5. I was off for a little while and I maximized on that time, but I did get caught back. But the ultimate goal is to be able to move to the beat of your own drum. That's it. When you embark on having your own business, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
Definitely. I do want to know from you, we spoke very briefly on it in your comments earlier. How would you say that you and your wife stay motivated? Because I think that we've all had those days as entrepreneurs where everything is not as bright. What do you do to kind of keep yourself motivated?
To be honest, that's going to happen, right? There will be days that you are not motivated. There are days that we are not motivated, I should say. I really try to be mindful about speaking for other people, right? When I say you may not be, like, no, you got to speak for yourself. That's a big piece of it. And a lot of it is being able to look and reflect. So if you are not motivated, you have to be able to identify why.
Exactly.
And when you identify why, you have to be able to take the appropriate steps. So my wife, if there's a day that she's not motivated or she's burnt out, I mean, there will be days where she just says, hey, look, I need a break. I need a break. I need you to grab, I call my daughter the kid, right? Grab the kid,
right.
And I need you to handle Instagram and respond to people and do that. And I definitely. Am going to sit here and have some wine. I'm going to read my book, and I'm going to just relax.
Right? You have to have that time. Yeah. Kudos to her for recognizing that and being able to voice it, because we will burn ourselves out if we allow ourselves to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's days for me where it's like the end of the night, because I still work a 9-to-5 as well. Luckily, I've been able to work from home a lot of the times, but where at the end of the day, I'm just not motivated, right? There's some orders that need to be done. There's some things that need to happen, and I can do them in the night, but there'll be times where I just let her know, like, hey, look, I need an hour for you to just let me be. Like, just let me be. And I sit there and I might play a video game, or I might just do something that is mindless for me, where I can just let my mind go.
Let it go. Right.
Let it go. And then when I let my mind go, I'm able to come back and I feel more charged because I can.
You took that time off. You know, it's definitely needed. Trust me. I had to do it this past week too. I felt mentally and emotionally drained versus like that physical, when you work a whole bunch of hours, it was just so much going on. I'm like, I can't wrap my head around it. I'm taking a mental health day. And we have to do that. Even though, you know, things are up and coming, we have to take that time and say, you know what? I'm taking a few moments off. I can't do it.
You absolutely have to do that. And that's where the communication piece, like I said, about the hurdles as a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And working with my significant other was that, right? Because a lot of times it kind of goes to show you, I learned about myself that I could feel this way and I may not always communicate it. And it comes out in the form of maybe frustration, where it's like, I'm annoyed now because there's things going on and, you know, I have to do this and my wife would like this to be done and things need to be done.
Yeah.
But what I didn't do is I didn't communicate that. I didn't make it known that, hey, look, this is how I feel. So then that way we could collectively work on it. So, yeah. And then that shows itself in your business, right? Where it's like, hey, there's 15 things that need to be done. You didn't do any of them.
Well, right.
Unless you communicate that, then it just looks like you're not doing anything.
And you don't care, almost.
Asking, like, why? You know? Right. So it's really that communication piece is extremely important. And that's more than just to a significant other. That's business partners, and that's communication in general, right? If you need a mental health day, if you need to take a knee, don't hesitate to take it, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Say that. I was going to ask you, what would be a tip that you would give to aspiring entrepreneurs, but you just gave a whole word right there.
Take your time. Take your time, because what we've learned is being an entrepreneur is a 24-hour job, honestly.
It is.
There's many days where we're up packing orders at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Our dinner time has slipped from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock to like whenever we can fit in dinner, because we're running this business and doing the best we can. And with that, like you got to take time. You have to take time to care for yourself, and love up on yourself, because it's demanding.
It's tough out here. It's tough. It's tough. You know, I really want to just thank you for just sharing your experience. You know, it's definitely been a pleasure chatting with you. And like I said, you gave so many gems and just dropped so many great, valuable pieces of advice, you know. So, look, I think that's it. But I do want you to let everyone know how they can, follow you all, support, and where they can purchase the candle.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to support, if you want to see what Treble and Flame is all about, you can find us on Facebook. It's Treble and Flame Candle Company. We have a group there. We have a page there that you can follow. If you're on IG, you can search us and we're at Treble and Flame. Also, if you want to go shop, you can shop at trebleandflame.com. That'll take you to where you can actually purchase. And you can reach us on any one of those platforms. So if you want to write us, you can write us. If you just Google Treble and Flame, we should be we're proud to say that we should pop up first now.
Okay, number one.
we are making progress, and we are working hard to create products that not only we are proud of, but that our community can be proud of, right? That our community can follow and back and support. So we'd appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Jamarcus. It has been a pleasure. As you all know, this is Ms. Michi One-on-One. We will be back next week. I have another amazing entrepreneur for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.
See you all.